Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Nate Wiggins met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Yeah, I just got in the wind out of a jump for the pass, fell down on my back. Just a win. Yeah, I'm good though.
Nate, obviously the big story of the day is Zay getting his contract extension. When you go up against him in practice, we all know he's a great receiver.
Yeah.
But what makes him so difficult to cover as a
receiver? He's just elusive, you know. He got the speed, he got the quickness, the in and out of breaks. Really everything a receiver need for real. And he play big. He not no little receiver, he play big. So he got all the treats. Yeah. We're glad to have him on the team. Really just concepts, in and out of the playbook and the offenses, and just knowing the offensive coordinator, just knowing their schemes gonna be the same. So just really locking in on film and just going with my technique plan and being me for real.
Nate, you had said this offseason that you never really felt 100% the first few years of your career, much of your football life. Can you just explain to me about how you were feeling last year and what's different?
This year, I mean, yeah, I just got surgery a couple months ago, so I'm feeling the best I ever felt. Seeing how I do, seeing how I feel. I feel great, moving great. So, yeah.
What was the surgery? What was the rehab like for you?
It was great. I just had groin surgery, so, yeah.
It sounded like it was limiting you last season. Was there anything you felt you struggled to do in your role before you had that surgery?
I still could do everything I could. With no limits. Just moving better now.
Yeah, what's your expectation from the jump that you can take on year 3?
Yeah, we should say that again.
What expectation do you have for the jump you can take going into this season?
Really just being a veteran this year, just leading, going in and out, working on my craft every day, seeing what I can get better at, seeing what I can. What's my greatness, and so really just dialing in on my technique for real.
How is Mike Mickens helping him with that, and can you describe what he's like in the room?
Oh, yeah, energy, man. He an energy guy. I just had him, so, yeah, he just energy, man. He never going to lead us out of the room without no energy. Always bring the energy, so I'm glad to have him in the room, for sure.
Nate, what have you thought about Jacoby Lance?
Oh, yeah, that's he a dog, man. Just glad to have just a big receiver on the outside. We can and go get the ball, jump passes, contested passes, and he can move, come in and out of breaks. So, yeah.
As a cornerback, what's your reaction to the catch that he made on the sideline today?
Great. He being great, great receiver, making a great catch. Need it on Sundays. I know he's going to do it on Sundays, so, yeah.
Hey, from your perspective, having now – been around this system for a few months with Jesse Minter, what stands out about it as different from what you guys were doing your first 2 seasons?
He's been here before, so it's really the same thing. It's just some nicks and buzz in the defense that he changed up. It's really the same, some couple nicks and picks that he changed in the defense.
Are there any additions to the game day swag this year for you?
It's gonna be a whole different swag this year, for sure.
Nate, obviously confidence and instincts are two things that are really important to a quarterback skill set. How do you feel like those two things have developed over your first 2 years?
I feel like I got the most confident I ever had right now, and going in, just next play mentality. Jesse's scribe on going to the next play, so that's all I try to do. Just go have a next play mentality and see what the next play leads to.
Nate, what's your comment?
Oh yeah, it's been good. We've been having it's a new defense, so we gotta everybody gotta learn. We gotta be on the same page. But and when all of us on the same page, it looks scary. So everybody excited for what we got coming this year.
All right, thank you, Nate.
Appreciate you.